For 2 weeks from November 12th, the Czech Republic will be indulging in a feast of poetry with the 19th annual Den Poesia Poetry Festival. It will include a wide variety of events, nearly 200 in total, in 60 towns and villages across the country. And even if you don't speak Czech, you won't be left empty-handed. In this edition of Czech Books, David Vaughan talks to the festival's co-founder and co-organizer, Bernie Higgins.
Poetry is as much a defining part of the Czech identity as dumplings and dvořák. So we should hardly be surprised by the scale of this year's Den Poesia. The festival's name translates literally as Poetry Day, although it has rapidly expanded to a full 2 weeks. Its beginnings back in 1999 were modest, when its founders, Renata Bulvová and Bernie Higgins, embarked on a project to get poetry onto Prague's metro trains. Bernie picks up the story.
To launch that, we decided to have the Poetry Day, and each year after that it's grown and grown and grown, and now it's in 60 towns.
And it coincides with the birthday of the great Czech romantic poet, Karel Hynek Mácha.
His birthday is the 16th, and this was the day that we chose, 16th of November. So now it's the festival is usually around a week before and a week after his birthday.
And this year you've got a particular theme which is connected with another great Czech, who is Jan Amos Komenský, or John Amos Comenius, who is a great 17th century Czech thinker, humanist, educator, who spent a great deal of his life in exile.
Yes, a great Czech, and I would emphasise a great European. I think he really saw himself as this, and he was very influential in other countries in Europe, including England and Sweden.
And he lived in the Netherlands.
He certainly did, and in fact is buried there. He had to go into exile because of religious persecution, and he said that he spent his entire life wandering. And he was known as a great educator. He influenced the education system.
He was remarkably modern, wasn't he, in his ideas about education of children?
Absolutely. Learning through play. He really introduced the whole idea of lifelong learning. Really revolutionary ideas.
And the theme this year is taken from one of his books, The Labyrinth of the World.
Labyrinth of the World and Paradise of the Heart, which is a wonderful book. I was delighted to, when I first discovered it, because it's very similar to one of my favourite books, which is John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress. It's also an allegory. It's probably more cynical, more critical of society, but it similarly depicts a pilgrim or a seeker after truth, looking at the world in general and travelling through various aspects of it. And finally, in Bunyan's case, arriving at the Celestial City. In the case of the seeker in The Labyrinth of the World, he turns inwards into his heart and he finds Christ there, and that's the paradise. But it's a wonderful depiction of the horrors of the labyrinth of society.
And you've got some extracts here, so let's hear you read a little bit.
Yeah, I'll read a little one. One of his guides is Delusion, who gives him some spectacles so he can see the world in a distorted way, but
through rose-tinted spectacles.
Exactly. Though he manages to sort of shift them so he can actually see how things are. So he looks at society and he describes what he sees. One had a swine lip, another dog's teeth or ox horns or ass ears or basilisk eyes or a fox tail or wolf claws. Some I observed strutted about with a proudly erected peacock's neck, others with an erect lapwing crest or with horse hoofs, and so on. Most of them resembled monkeys. Horrified, I exclaimed, "But I see monsters here." "Of what monsters are you babbling, you meddler?" remarked my interpreter, threatening me with his fist. "If only you look properly through your glasses, you will recognise them as human." I realised that it was useless to argue, therefore I remained silent, thinking to myself, "If they wish to regard themselves as human, so be it. But I see what I see."
And as part of the Poetry Festival, there are going to be several events that are in some way connected with Comenius and the Labyrinth of the World.
Absolutely. There are a number of events which are taking the idea of the labyrinth quite literally, you know, building a labyrinth, for example, in, I think it's Settlechani Library are doing this. In Pilsen Library, there's a lovely event called Poetry as a Guide Through the Labyrinth of the World, which is aimed at the first grade in the basic school.
I'm sure you'd agree with that, that poetry is the guide through the labyrinth of the world.
I do, actually, I do. So this really resonated with me. There's a Gymnasium Elgartava in Brno.
It's a secondary school.
It's a secondary school. And they're having a whole day's action based on the idea of the labyrinth in various meanings. The original myth of the labyrinth on Crete. They're bringing in Umberto Eco and the name of the rose. They're talking about their old 100-year-old school as a labyrinth. And they're inviting all the families in to celebrate and explore the idea of the labyrinth. So it's been used in many ways, as are other aspects of Kamenski's life. A number of events are celebrating his work, or there's one event called Kamenski Bil Migrant, Kamenski was a migrant, which is looking at the whole issue of migrants in Europe at the moment.
That brings us right up to the present day.
I think Kamenski really can speak to us today. He's a great internationalist, somebody who absolutely valued Czech culture, his own native culture, but thought it was very important to teach about other cultures, was very open to other cultures and religions, and was really a towering personality in the whole of Europe.
And you mentioned the similarity of Comenius to the English writer John Bunyan, who not many people read today, but a few generations ago, every house would have had a copy of the Bible and John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress. And I know there's an event that's connected with this, isn't there? That there's a new translation of Pilgrim's Progress that's just been published in Czech.
By the poet Tomáš Mika. This is a beautiful new illustrated edition of it, and that will be a really interesting event, presenting the book, having quite a serious theological discussion about this book, and because it very much connects with the allegorical work Labyrinth of the World, I think it's very appropriate to have it in the programme.
And the programme is far from focusing just on poets who lived in the distant past. You've got a large number of contemporary poets, poets from all over the Czech Republic, poets from all over the world, in fact, everywhere from Iceland to Slovenia to Syria. There's an immense diversity in this year's festival, isn't there?
I've spoken so far mainly about the events in the small towns and villages, because part of the festival that I like is that these activities are connected with the visits of the international poets. And we have some incredibly interesting poets this year. You've mentioned Mustafa Stito, who's from the Netherlands of Moroccan heritage, Gerda Kristný from Iceland, and we have poets from Poland. We have the new Makar of Edinburgh. Alan Spence is coming to read, which I'm thrilled about.
And I'm hard to explain what that actually means.
This macha is a Scottish word for sort of a maker, creator, the poet. It's a bit like he's the poet laureate of Edinburgh.
And I know you have a dream of having a Prague poet laureate, don't you?
Well, I was just starting to think, why not? As he's here, I thought it would be interesting if he met as somebody representing the very first City of Literature, to meet with people involved in the Prague City of Literature organisation, because I know that the Edinburgh experience was influential and supported the Prague journey to become the City of Literature. So I think it might be a fruitful dialogue, and maybe why not share some ideas and have a European perspective.
And Alan Spence, he's going to be an event that will be in English. Obviously, for our listeners who are in Prague and maybe don't speak Czech, are there further events in English that they might be able to go to?
There are many events, bilingual events in Czech and other languages, Russian, Slovenian, etc. But the other English event, apart from Alan Spence's reading, will be at the Anglo-American University. And I think it'll be great. It features Stephen Delbos, who, as well as being a poet himself, he'll be reading his own poetry. edited a really interesting anthology of poetry about Prague called From a Terrace in Prague, and also the poet Jane Kirwan, whose poetry very interestingly reflects her sort of dual living arrangement. She spends half of her time in England and half in a small townlet, they call it, in the Czech countryside, and she'll be reading some of her new poetry. And there will also be the very highly regarded Irish poet Justin Quinn, who's not reading his own poetry this time, but he's reading from his new translation of the poetry of the famous 20th century Czech poet Bohuslav Hrejnek. So I think that will be a very interesting event, and like almost all of the events in the programme, it's free.
And the Poetry Festival isn't just about reading events, is it?
No, not at all. It's about happenings, drama, music, the children illustrating their favourite poems, making their own poetry books. One thing that I like is the diversity, not only the linguistic and ethnic diversity, but also in terms of age, because there are events for kindergarten children. And also there are events in Turnov, where the 100th anniversary of the birth of the Czech poet Josef Kainar is being celebrated in an old people's home and a club for active seniors. And one of our regular participants is the Home for Seniors in Hodov, and they have an afternoon of poetry. And we are going back, in a way, to the beginnings of the festival, in that we are expanding our display of poems on public transport. For the last few years, we've had poems in the Prague trams, and this year we've experimented, and we'll be having poems also in Liberec trams.
And that will include one of my favourite poets, Tera Fabianova, who was a Czech Romani poet who wrote wonderful poetry in the Romani language. And she died exactly 10 years ago.
She died 10 years ago, and I respected her very much. I was lucky enough to meet her a few times, and she was just a beautiful, shining, and outstanding personality. So I wanted one of the four poems that we'll display to be hers. We'll also have a little bit of Kamensky there. And I think it's interesting with regard to another, if I can mention one more event in the festival, which is looking at the situation for minority languages in the Czech Republic. And we'll be discussing, I think, that one of the things that will come up is the situation, the status of Romani in the country. Czechness was really founded on promoting the Czech language, and I'm interested to the extent that it seems very resistant to be a multilingual society.
So let's end with Tera Fabianova.
This was one of the poems that we originally displayed when the project, the Poetry for Travellers, started in 1999, and it was one of people's favourites. It's such a moving, powerful poem, and I think people remember it, and I hope they'll appreciate seeing it again and will remember her 10 years after she died. Happiness comes to me only through the hands of my children. At home there's only unhappiness. What more is waiting for me? I've given to God what I owe. Do I still owe something to the devil? High above my head, the clouds race, and I'm connected to the earth like a twisted tree. Even a twisted tree casts shade.
Bernie Higgins, good luck with the festival, and thanks a lot for talking to me.
Thank you.